Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The FDA approves COVID shots for children as young as 5 years of age up to age 11. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, the Food and Drug Administration unanimously voted to grant emergency use approval for the COVID shots for children 5 through age 11, even though they have no idea what long-term risk to children there might be. In fact, one voting member, have 18 people on the panel, 17-0, one of them abstained. One of those who voted yes, of the 17, said this, and this is a shocking statement, quote, "We're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is until we start giving it," close quote.
So we're going to start experimenting on the children and seeing what adverse effects and our deaths are caused by the children. Then we'll know the effectiveness of these shots.
So in other words, they're admitting they don't know how safe the vaccine is. And so we need to start giving it to figure out how safe it is. Well, you know what? The people that are going to be forced to get this, parents to their children, are going to be, some of them, deceived that it's a good thing for them. Others are going to resist, but the schools, you know, K through fifth grade and sixth grade and so forth, they're going to mandate it.
That's Fauci's dream, isn't it, to jab the kids?
Yeah, and so these parents, some of them won't want to get the shots for their kids, but they feel that they have no other choice, and they're going to succumb to it. Those people, whether they're willing parents or reluctant parents, they're not signing their kids up for a known vaccine trial with all of the risks that are being informed to them associated with that trial.
Especially when they haven't had any children who, aside from any underlying issues going on, have not died from COVID. So yet you want to make them guinea pigs? Well, let's talk about a 12-year-old gal named Maddie. She and her two brothers were enrolled by her parents in Pfizer's clinical trial. And you know what happened to Maddie?
Yeah, Maddie's story is very tragic.
Within 24 hours of her second dose, she was a healthy, athletic young gal. After her second dose, 24 hours later, she suffered crippling pain and systemic injuries. She's now wheelchair bound and requires a feeding tube.
Yeah, we have her story on Liberty Counsel's webpage, lc.org/vaccine. lc.org/vaccine. Scroll down to the personal stories section, and you'll see the 12-year-old story of Maddie. She doesn't speak, but her mother does. Maddie's confined to a wheelchair.
And if what happened to her occurs in 1 out of 1,000 children, that's going to result in 75,000 children in America suffering this same kind of serious injury. Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah, and so, you know, there's a doctor. We have a number of personal stories there. Maddie's is one. It's actually contained within a website. Mm-hmm. It's C19 vaccine injuries, I believe. But it's listed on our website as well under the personal stories section of lc.org/vaccine. It was created by a doctor. And this doctor listened to the rhetoric that it's safe and effective, got the COVID shots, and now she's disabled. She tried to do research, found out there's a lot of other people like her, and compiled these stories and these people on her website. But there's many, many, many like that. And so we know that it causes adverse reactions. We also know that in this small trial of children, ages 5 through 11, or even 12 through 15, actually ages 12 through 15, they included only 1,131 children. At least one of those children suffered a devastating life-altering injury, which is Maddie. Mm-hmm. And Pfizer and the FDA, they don't want to acknowledge it. Well, you know why? Here's some of the people that are on the FDA's commission committee of 17, 18 people.
These are the ones that helped approve this.
Yeah, this is Greg Sylvester. He's a former vice president of Pfizer Vaccines. He serves on the FDA committee. And there's Arnold Manto. He's a paid Pfizer consultant right now. There's Myron Levin. He's a mentor to Raphael Simon, who's the senior director of vaccine research and development at Pfizer.
You've got someone named Chatterjee, is a recent Pfizer research grant recipient. And someone else, Kim Hindrith, president of Meharry Medical College, which administers Pfizer vaccines.
Yeah. Gita Swami, she's chair of independent data monitoring committee for the Pfizer Group B streptococcus vaccine program. And Stephen Pergam, proudly photographed taking a Pfizer vaccine.
Can we follow the conflict here?
Yeah, and several people who are already on the record supporting coronavirus vaccines for children, including others, are Ofer Levy, Jay Portnoy, and Melinda Wharton.
In addition to that, you've got a former FDA commissioner who is currently on Pfizer's board of directors. It's a staggering conflict of interest.
So you've got the fox guarding the hen house.
Exactly.
You've got, instead of the regulated being overseen by a neutral agency, the regulated is now the regulator.
All to pad the pockets of this pharmaceutical company. Yet you've got a former assistant professor, Paul Alexander, said that this plan to vaccinate young children is, and I quote, absolutely reckless and dangerous based on lack of safety data and poor research methodology. I mean, he sees what's coming down the pike here. You do not experiment on these children. There's no evidence for the need for these shots, number one. And number two, there haven't been successful trials to show that they're effective.
And international scientists have declared that inadequately powered studies should themselves be considered a breach of ethical standards. Without a clinical trial of sufficient size that reviews all potential adverse events, such as that experienced by Maddie, for sufficient duration, this potentially catastrophic result will not be identified prior to authorization or licensure.
Right.
Which means, who is really part of the clinical trials? Well, let me read you this quote again, because it's so shocking. Mm-hmm. This is one of the persons who voted in favor. Now, what would you think about having your child get this? He says he's going to vote in favor. Why? Because we're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is until we start giving it. Well, that's true for anything. You're not going to know how safe something is, any kind of medication that you're testing. But what do? You begin first on animals. Then you move to different kind of animals. Then when eventually you're able to move to humans, what do? You give them a long list of the adverse effects or the consequences or the potential adverse effects, including death. You give them all those parade of horribles. They read that. They make a decision with informed and free consent. And for whatever reason, they agree that they want to be part of the clinical trial.
Right.
Then what happens is that's tested on humans of different kinds of conditions for a longer period of time. And then eventually they use that data and they come to the FDA, they present it, and then it goes through consideration.
You know, you've got Dr. Jessica Rose, who is a viral immunologist and biologist. She told the panel that there is no emergency and COVID-19 is exceedingly treatable. Yet she co-authored a study that showed that myocarditis rates were significantly higher in people ages 13 to 23 within 8 weeks of the COVID vaccine rollout. In ages 12 to 15, she said, reported cases of myocarditis were 19 times higher than background rates. 19 times.
Yeah, people under the age of 50 have less than a 1% chance of a bad outcome if they get COVID-19. Now, when you're down in the ages of 5 through 11 or 12 through 18, that's almost not even noticeable. Why would you give them an experimental shot?
They have immune
that
systems.
That has adverse reactions.
Yeah.
For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine. If you know somebody who's faced with these mandates, go to lc.org/exempt. And for information on the vaccines or the shots, lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.